I'm Mike Bain from Christian Voice New Zealand. Following on from the implosion of the last National Party leader, we've now been introduced to a fresh face with a lot of commercial experience to lead the party with an aspiration to leading the country come the next election. In his first speech, Christopher Luxon promised a fresh start to this beleaguered political party and drawing a line under the past and moving on with a united team. He spoke of his desire to see New Zealand move forward. Ah, the sweet sounds of naivety. The reality is, as Luxon is finding out, that political office comes with a new kind of pressure he may have never faced in a commercial world. In this new age of politics, he's going to be closely scrutinised. So close, he's going to find out about things he may have forgotten about, or indeed, maybe become news to him. He's had a taste of what is to come from the media and the public alike. Much has been said about his wealth and his seven properties. His answer has been to say, "I can't help it if I'm successful." Riches aside, I'm more concerned about the media's obsession with his faith. Much has been said about the fact that Luxon professes to be an evangelical Christian. Now, you'd think that this is a good thing, right? Well, a man who holds biblical views and principles, a man who believes in morals and integrity, love for one another, etc., etc., can't be all bad. Yes, Christopher Luxon claims to be a Christian, but he was quick to temper the media's onslaught by admitting, yes, he held Christian beliefs, but hadn't been to church for 5 years. It's not up to any of us to judge Luxon or his claims to be a follower of God. But keep in mind the warning Jesus gave to his disciples through the Apostle Paul in his second letter to the Thessalonian congregation. There he said, "Don't let anyone deceive you in any way." He described such people as false prophets, and they're not what they appear to be, as they come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they're ferocious wolves. In today's society, it's a tough row to hoe admitting your faith to God, as the hypocrisy police will be all over you if they find a chink in your armour. But it's one thing admitting you have faith, it's another when it comes to practicing it. You see, Luxon's response immediately made me think of the Apostle Peter after the arrest of Jesus, when he was asked if he was a follower of Christ. There, right there, in the heat of the brazier, Luxon did what Peter did. By his fudging his answer, he denied Jesus Christ, and this, my friends, was just in the few days of him becoming the leader of his political party. You may think it's a tough call, but when you wear the Christian t-shirt, it comes with a responsibility and commitment which you do not water down for political expediency. He may be the man that God uses to rid this country of this leftist government, but Luxon will face intense scrutiny not only from the media, the electorate at large, but also from his creator. He may be well-to-do with material riches. Who knows? He may be just the man, and I hope God continues to bless him. But if I had a word of advice for Christopher Luxon, a man who professes to have faith, that would be to heed the words that found where Jesus said, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven."
Thank you for listening. For more information, jump online to christianvoicenewzealand.com.